We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, Sri Lanka is in mourning today. 9 bomb attacks targeting churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. Let's bring in Tom Rivers this morning at the Foreign Desk to get the latest on this. Tom, what do we know about the attackers?
Yeah, well, finally, we've got at least a name that the authorities have pinned on the group suspected of being behind this, National Tawfiq Jamaat. They are said to be an Islamist group, and they kind of put them in the category of religious extremists. They've never seen anything really like this on Sri Lanka, although they have had violence, if you go back to the Civil War, which ended 10 years ago, but nothing specifically targeting the Christian community there. And yes, you're absolutely right. The main target points, churches and luxury hotels. There was also a huge bomb that they discovered by the international airport in Colombo. And that was found and defused by teams there. Otherwise, that could have incurred many more deaths and injuries as well.
These blasts, did they take place simultaneously? Can you take us through the events as they happened?
Yeah, they're called near simultaneous. So they think, authorities say, that at least underline 7 suicide bombers were involved in these multiple attacks. And obviously planned for a long period of time, coordinated. And the authorities as well say, although all of the quote-unquote bombers were thought to be local, the authorities say this could not have happened if there was not the hand of some international guidance behind the scenes. And they, at this point, they don't shed any light. If it's an Al-Qaeda group or maybe an ISIS group, they haven't said just who might have been helping out this local group.
And is there some concern that additional members of this terrorist cell may still be out there?
Yeah, in fact, the numbers have been rising by the hour. The current figure, about two dozen suspects have been brought in, seeing if there's any connection with these individuals whatsoever. So, yeah, a curfew was lifted just for a few hours and reimposed. So it's very, very tense there, especially in the capital. And as far as social media, that's been shut down so that that'll allow the authorities to do their work without having all kinds of, if you will, triggers via the internet going on as well. So very, very tense as we speak.
Tom, what do you know about a warning that may have been given about 10 days ago?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, the authorities did not act promptly on this. The intelligence, we don't know in specific detail, but the intelligence community had forewarning that something could happen at churches on Easter, sometime during the Easter weekend. And one person in as well, the Cardinal, Archbishop of Colombo, says, look, you know, this could have been thwarted if the authorities really got behind the effort to follow up this intelligence lead. So that's going to be something that's going to be really, really important in the coming days and weeks as they look, if you will, in hindsight and seeing what could have been done to try to, nip this in the bud or at least minimize the impact that we saw over the weekend.
Yeah, to mention that thorough review is being had in the next couple of days. Is that going to be the focus, just kind of preventing any sort of copycat or remnants of what might be left over from these bombs and this exact terror attack?
Yeah, probably the latter. So who knows? There could still be X number of individuals in this group out there. And again, if they still have devices, they may well employ them. So that's why the curfew is still in place or put back into place, and people are nervous. People are concerned. So the police, as we said, at one guest house, they showed up and they thought it would be a safe house that they somehow knew about, showed up there, and 2 individuals in the house blew themselves up and 3 police as well. So it's a very dangerous situation right now in Sri Lanka.
All right, that's Tom Rivers joining us live following the bombings on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.